Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Over the years, you've really kept up with the times. You're on social media.
Like, dislike, block.
Maintained your health.
10,000 steps. I'm a beast.
You even programmed your own smart home.
In 10 minutes, remind me that I'm a genius.
In 10 minutes, I'll remind you that you're a genius.
If you can do all that, you can definitely save for retirement. Just go to aceyourretirement.org, a free online tool sponsored by AARP that can help you get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. At aceyourretirement.org, you'll meet Avo, the friendly digital retirement coach, and in just 3 minutes, get personalized recommendations to help boost your retirement savings. They're easy to understand and work with your lifestyle. It's quick, easy, and free. Plus, it's brought to you by AARP, so you know they got your back.
You are a genius.
Take charge of your retirement. Go to aceyourretirement.org now. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. I came out in the 11th grade. Nobody was embracing you. The kids were cruel. It was very difficult to be gay. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
The hard part was determining that I was gonna do it, but I definitely didn't do it alone.
At age 30, with the help of her mentor, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
I have a mentor, Maria. She convinced me to continue my education and to finish what I started to get my diploma. Just never judges. She's a true role model. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, go get it. You can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, "Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out."
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
A Shiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online check can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopRex.org. A message brought to you.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, it's a brand new week as we inch forward toward the shortest day of the year. That'll be, a week and a half from now, thereabouts? So that, I think it's the 22nd. 21st is the shortest day this year. Thank you, Sean. And it's the beginning of a brand new week. We've got a lot to talk about today. Thanks so much for joining us. Is America blind to Trump's genocide? And wait a minute, you say genocide? What the hell are you talking about? I'll tell you all about this in just a moment. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Steve Bannon brag that if they were running the January 6th insurrection, they would have succeeded. Their treason would have been successful. I'll tell you about that. It's getting pretty strange out there. And Elon Musk has sent the far right after Fauci. After Dr. Fauci, as Dr. Fauci responds by calling the trolls attacking him cowards, specifically harassing his wife and children. We'll get into that in this hour. Also, in the second hour of the program, is Jared Kushner now in really big trouble? Vicki Ward, who wrote a book called Kushner, Inc., and has been on this program in the past, is writing about this, and I will share with you at the opening of the second hour what she has to say about Jared Kushner, that it's very, very troubling, shall we say. Also in our second hour, a geeky science, there was a fusion breakthrough. In fact, I want to kind of put this in the context of the breakthrough of the transistor that happened when I was a little kid. It's an amazing story, and I'll tell you about this in the second hour of the program. In the third hour of the program, our single guest for the hour, or for the day, will be with us, Frank Clemente. He's with, what's the name of the group here? He's the executive director of Americans for Tax Fairness. And he wants to talk about Congress and how they want to raise taxes. Well, some voters, anyway, want Congress to raise taxes on big corporations, but politicians seem committed to cutting them. We'll talk about that. And also in the third hour of the program, a new group that is being run by Stephen Miller. He's calling it the response to the ACLU, an anti-ACLU group, is having some successes at blocking programs specifically designed to help out minorities who basically have been screwed by hundreds of years of systemic racism. So we'll get into that in the third hour of the program. So an awful lot to talk about today. Plus your calls, plus, you know, we're going to continue to maintain our kind of anything goes holidays, more or less. If there's something on your mind you want to talk about between now and Christmas, just give us a shout. So all that is on the list for the day. To start out, my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, my daily take, is titled, Is America Blind to Trump's Genocide? Now, those of you who have been longtime listeners to this program know that I was ranting about this a year ago, and I began ranting about this back in the middle of 2020. And to the best of my knowledge, I'm the only person who's pointing this out. Now, I'm not saying that to brag. I think that's actually a bad sign Maybe my opinion really is a fringe opinion. Maybe I'm seeing patterns here where none exist. The media certainly doesn't seem to think that there's a pattern here, or if they do, they're not talking about it. But let me just lay it out for you, and you can let me know if you think I'm nuts here, or if there's something to this story. I mean, this, just looking at the chronology of the coronavirus pandemic. First of all, in January, we started hearing about this. I mean, there were some inklings, you know, the federal government learned about it in November of 2019, thus COVID-19. But we really didn't hear much about it in the United States until January of 2020, when a couple of people in Seattle were infected. And, you know, it was just a couple of cases. And you know, Donald Trump had a private meeting with Bob Woodward. And he said, as he knew at, by that point in time, this was a killer virus. He said it, quote, rips you apart. But he also said he was going to downplay it because he didn't want to cause a panic. So on January 30th, the World Health Organization declared that the COVID outbreak was, quote, a public health emergency of international concern. The day after that, Louise and I went on a cruise with two of my brothers and about a half a dozen or a dozen of their kids, a bunch of their kids, and our kids, a couple of our kids, too. In fact, I think all three of our kids. And, you know, it was just a family vacation. And cruises are a cheap way to do a family vacation when you've got people coming from all over the country with all different, you know, perspectives on what a vacation should be. And we got off that ship on February 8th, or we flew home on February 8th, and Louise and I were both sick. And in fact, most of the people in our family were. In fact, probably two-thirds of the people on that cruise ship were. We don't know if it was COVID. I'm inclined to think it was RSV. But at the same time, that week that we got off, another ship, the Diamond Princess, was parked outside, I forget which harbor it was in Japan. But it was quarantined off the coast of Japan for a full 2 weeks. People had to, you know, were locked down. That was February. So February, we started seeing cases increase in the United States. By March 5th, there were 129 known cases in the United States and 11 deaths, which is pretty amazing, about a 10% death rate. Just 33 days later, from March 5th, On April 6th, we would hit 10,000 Americans dead of COVID. That's how rapidly it burned through America in March. Remember that? I mean, that was when Trump came out and said, okay, we're going to shut the country down. He made that order on March 11th and we were all terrified, right? All of us. I mean, fear just ripped through our communities. It was stalking our homes. We were washing our groceries with bleach after picking them up from a store parking lot, from store workers wearing masks, goggles, gloves, in some cases, space suits. We bought up all the air filters in the country. We worked from home when we could. I did my show from home for over a year. We isolated ourselves from other people. And within those few weeks in March and early April, there were these huge COVID outbreaks, mostly all of them in blue states, Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, and Washington State. Now, Trump, 2 years earlier, had shut down both of the federal pandemic task forces, one in the Department of Defense and one in the White House that Obama had put into place as a result of the whole Ebola outbreak. Trump shut them down, so he had nothing. So he turned to Mike Pence and Jared Kushner and said, do something about this. And they actually started doing something. This was in early March. By March 7th, the U.S. deaths had risen from 4 to only 22, but that was enough to create federal action. Trump was putting doctors on TV every day. The media was freaked out as refrigerated trucks were starting to hold bodies in the New York hospitals. Doctors and nurses were our new heroes. The skies and the highways fell silent. The Dow collapsed. Millions of Americans were laid off. Over 10 million people were unemployed just in that 1 month. But saving lives was the number one consideration, right? Throughout the whole month of March. We even had, you know, Jared Kushner put together this little group of preppy 30-somethings that he knew from college to look for companies affiliated with Republican members of Congress who could supply PPE to hospitals. He had the post office ready to distribute 650 million masks to every American household. But then came April 7th. And keep that date in your mind, because that was the date everything changed. That was the date the New York Times ran a front page story with a huge headline, Black Americans Face Alarming Rates of Coronavirus Infections in Some States. Similar stories on April 7th ran in the Washington Post, on CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, Fox, and CNN. And the entire Republican Party and the Trump White House and all of the conservative media on April 7th did a collective, what? Really? It was like a lightning bolt burned through the right wing. Rush Limbaugh, that afternoon, said, with the coronavirus, I've been waiting for the racial component. The coronavirus hits African Americans harder, harder than illegal aliens, harder than women. It hits African Americans harder than anybody. Disproportionate representation. Now, you know, it doesn't take a genius to figure out why Black people die at higher rates of pretty much everything in the United States as a result of 400 years of institutional racism, you know, leaving the Black community with less access to health care and less access to resources, and more likely to be frontline low-paid workers who are the, quote, essential workers who had to show up. But that story, on that day, on April 7th, then the next day, Tucker Carlson goes, within a day or two, yeah, the same day, that day, Tucker Carlson says, we can begin to consider how to improve the lives of the rest, the countless Americans who have been grievously hurt by this, by our response to this. How do we get 17 million of our most vulnerable citizens back to work? That's our task. Those vulnerable citizens, of course, he was talking about are disproportionately minorities, in my humble opinion. The House Select Committee, by the way, just last week issued a report on this, pointing out that it was overwhelmingly Black and Latina women who were getting infected and dying from COVID during that period of time. They said the Latina women make up 22% of grocery store workers, Black women make up 27% of women home health aides. Salaried workers, white people overwhelmingly, were telecommuting. But Trump wanted the essential workers back into the workplace. And he issued by April 7th, 12,677 Americans were dead. And on April 12th, Trump retweeted a call to fire Dr. Fauci. Now he was full in, hey, open the country back up again mode, because he believed it was mostly killing Black people. Now, if that isn't the definition of genocide, I need a new dictionary. On April 13th, but keep in mind, this all started April 7th. April 13th, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce publishes a policy paper implementing a national return to work plan. FreedomWorks, the next day, publishes an op-ed about economic recovery and shielding businesses from lawsuits. 3 days later, FreedomWorks and the House Freedom Caucus issue a joint statement saying it's time to reopen the economy. And then it goes on from there. You know, the Trump administration scrapped the plan to send masks. They stopped telling us to wear them. In fact, Trump started ridiculing them. And now we know from multiple good scientific studies that 400,000 Americans died who wouldn't have died if Trump had simply said, wear a mask and socially distance during that year of 2020.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
What do you remember of that time? And do you believe, as I do, that this is an actual attempt at genocide and that Trump should be charged for it?
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions questions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Anne Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus, special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit lumberliquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Meanwhile, as Trump appears to be getting away with an attempted genocide, an attempted mass murder of black and brown people, Marjorie Taylor Greene and Steve Bannon agree that if they were in charge of the January 6th coup attempt, it would have succeeded. And they would have brought weapons. They would have been armed. I want to tell you something, Marjorie Greene. This was over the weekend. She spoke to a group of Republicans in New York. She said, I want to tell you something. If Steve Bannon and I had organized that, we would have won. Not to mention, we would have been armed. Amazing. Charles Boudreau, who is a federal judge, wrote in a May 22nd ruling, quote, the evidence in this matter is insufficient to establish that Representative Greene engaged in insurrection or rebellion under the 14th Amendment. Remember, they sued to try to prevent her from running for re-election because of her involvement in the insurrection. Well, she got away with that. But previously, she had said about the January 6th attackers, quote, I am one of those people. That's exactly who I am. And now she's about to join the leadership of the House of Representatives. She also, by the way, told this crowd of Republicans to applause over the weekend in New York that she would not support a single penny to help Ukraine fight the Russians. Not a single penny. This was a young Republican gala. And after Marjorie Taylor Greene got up and gave her little song and dance, the president of the group, Gavin Wax, of this young Republican group in New York State, he said, quote, and I'm getting this off rawstory.com, where you can find the story. It's titled, "We Want Total War." He said, quote, "We want to cross the Rubicon. We want total war. We must be prepared to do battle in every arena, in the media, in the courtroom, at the ballot box, and in the streets." He went on to say, "This is the only language the left understands, the language of pure and unadulterated power." Now, I realize most people listening to me right now probably not read William Scherer's book, The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich. Louise and I read it when we lived in Germany back in the 80s. That was the language that Hitler used about the Jews. He said, "These people only respect power. These people will only respond to violence." This is literally what he said it about trade unionists also, who had the temerity to strike, but particularly about the Jews. And apparently at this meeting, this young Republican meeting in New York, again, this is a quote from Newsweek now, from Newsweek editor, opinion editor Josh Hammer, quote, "Republicans publicly lauded members of an Austrian political party founded by World War II era German Nazi party members. Jack Pospiak was there. He was the guy who spread the Pizzagate conspiracy theory. The Southern Poverty Law Center wrote, quote, "Republican speakers repeatedly voiced anti-democracy, authoritarian ideology, and extremists in the audience cheered wildly. They support the AfD party in Germany, Alternative for Deutschland, and this Australian party, the FPO, Freiheitliche Partei Österreich." This was, by the way, in the same room, there were a number of Republican members of Congress, including George Santos, who represents part of the Queens in Long Island, Mike Collins from Georgia, and Corey Mills from Florida. So this is now a new thing. And the fringe in the GOP is now the Mitt Romney kind of Republicans. This, you know, it's amazing. The old-fashioned, oh, we're just here for the big corporations. That Republican Party is gone. They are now the fringe. The central core and main power of the Republican Party is now with the fascists.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
We should do about that. We'll be back with your calls after this. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives. These are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. They offer 100% 90-day return on your purchase price. Text Tom to 511-511 today. Offer available with select orders while supplies last. Text fees may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Kelsey Miles. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It is the Monday after the first Packers game, and I think everyone right now is licking their wounds.
But I do love that you're leading with The Bears Still Suck as the intro song. I mean, we're already on to week two.
Why are we not good at the season opener?
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crout.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aciaretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. So what do we do about this? Do you agree or do you disagree with me that it appears that this whole U-turn, that April 7th was the pivotal day? In fact, I should probably go in and edit my article and put that at the very top. April 7th was the day the world turned or something like that. Anyhow, Bill in South Jersey, New Jersey. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Hey, Tom, greetings to you. I don't call very often, but I read your earlier piece this morning about this story of the pandemic and Trump, and I wanted to call. So I got online early to call you.
So what do you think?
First of all, March 12th, my daughter working in New York City got COVID. She was one of those early voices that got sick with that virus and was terribly laid up. April of 2020, I heard on the 7th and the 8th of April that Trump was seeing black people or people of color getting sicker and dying from COVID and decided to organize something. So I reached out, and we're all wearing masks and living out of fear with this virus. But I called two friends in Philadelphia with the Brandywine Peace Community, and I said, would you come with me to Fox News Station in Philly? It's at 4th and Market, and vigil outside. So we came, and we brought a sign that we had made up saying Fox News has blood on its hands. They're a voice for Trump's racism and lies, and that truth matters. And we stood there with that sign and took some pictures. So I still have those pictures on my phone. And then, of course, the world blew up. George Floyd died within 3 weeks on May the 25th, the summer of racism and sadness and violence that was happening, along with the election that was coming and organizing for that. And then January the 6th, on the 7th of January, I took that sign that I had and went back to Fox News and stood outside the station again, declaring them as supportive of Trump. Finally, in August of 2021, friends in New York, activists who've been doing a lot of work in a lot of areas, but they go by this call sign, riseandresist.org. They decided with me, they called me and said, we want to do this, but you started it. Would you be willing to have us do this at Fox headquarters on 6th Avenue and 48th Street, I think it is. Mm-hmm. And so we went there. We have been there every Tuesday, with the exception of some bad weather, like a snow day. We've been there every Tuesday since August of 21.
Wow.
Every Tuesday.
Wow.
And we've had Jen Senko. You've had Jen Senko on your show.
Sure, yeah.
We had Jen Senko come and stood there with us because of her father and him dying from COVID after listening to Trump on Fox. Mm-hmm. We have stood there every Tuesday. I haven't always gone up because I'm in, as you know, South Jersey, but I've gone up where I can at my age. I'm close to your age. I think I'm 73. I think you're 72.
Mm. 71. Yeah.
So I've been up there periodically with them. And they were at the Marjorie Taylor Greene showdown on Saturday out at the Republican Club. They stood out front with their signs calling them out for all of their lies and misinformation and crimes.
Wow.
So I just want to give you that heads up that we are people out there doing stuff, and we are trying to do good for the community that we all are part of.
God bless you, Bill. That is such an inspiring story. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And keep us up to date as things go forward, okay?
Will do, bud.
Okay.
God bless you.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Back at you. John in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Tom. Hey, I want to talk to you about COVID, but first I want to say it is so... I don't even know what word to use, but I cannot believe that a United States government allows terrorists to be part of it.
What do you mean?
Well, you're talking about Marjorie Greene, Trump was president. I mean, come on, these people are terrorists, and you know that, I know that,
well,
we all know that.
I think calling them terrorists might be a little over the top, but there's certainly, well, I don't know. You know, we can parse words, but you were going somewhere with that thought, John.
Well, no. So I want to talk about COVID because I love talking about COVID to people who realize that it's real and they believe in science versus somebody who thinks it's not. So what I think of, I understand COVID pretty well considering I'm not a doctor or a scientist. But, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, but do you think that COVID is the only virus that became political and it's because we had Trump in the White House?
That's an interesting question. You know, I mean, I'm old enough to remember when the polio virus, you know, when the polio vaccine came along, you know, one year in I think I was in second grade, we all got sugar cubes, and then the next year we all got shots. That was Salk and Sabin. There was nothing political about it. Well, the John Birch Society was all hysterical about that. I remember that. But they were so marginalized that it really didn't catch any national attention. Can you think of one?
Sorry. No, I can't.
Oh, AIDS was politicized. Ronald Reagan, for 8 years, refused to say the word AIDS. There's a virus that got politicized.
Yes, you're okay. Yes, thank you for that. I forgot about that. But hey, what I want to talk about was with COVID. So, you know, not only do I read the medical journal from Bloomberg every single morning, when I signed up to the Hartman Report, you do have an option of signing up to get COVID news as well. And I don't know if people know that, but the guy who writes that is very, very well. He puts everything very well and it's very, very simple to understand. And I've done a letter test that the CDC has not done. So, my wife and I were heavily vaccinated, but what we did was we would go get our antibodies tested before we got our booster shots, and then we would get our antibodies tested 14 days after our booster shots. What I find to be interesting was it had nothing to do with sex or weight. My wife and I, we would lose an average between 75 and 80% of our antibodies. So my attitude with COVID, we have never, never, ever caught COVID. And my attitude is you have to stay completely pumped up with antibodies in your body. Now, out here in Arizona, a lot more people are wearing masks. Now, we wear a mask when we hop on an airplane. We're actually getting ready to go to Paris next week to visit my parents who live there. Of course, I'm going to have a mask on. But when I'm in public places like the gym and shopping, I choose not to wear a mask for two reasons. One, I'm not going to, you know, my body is so pumped up with antibodies. I believe that I'm good. And second of all, when you don't wear a mask, I'm making my immune system even that much stronger because when you wear a mask constantly, it weakens your immune system.
There's no evidence of that, John. That's the kind of anti-vax conspiracy nonsense that's floating around our right-wing sites. Wearing masks or not wearing masks don't affect your immune system, with one exception. And this was a fascinating one. It was published day before yesterday on one of the science sites. I read this. And that is they think that they figured out why we get colds in the winter and we don't at other times of the year. And that is that when you inhale cold air through your nose, it kills these very delicate surface cells that contain the antibodies that neutralize the virus before they even get into your bloodstream. And that you can see a 60, 70, 80% drop in the availability of those infection-fighting cells inside the nose with just 10 or 15 minutes of exposure to sub-zero temperatures, below zero, to breathing cold air outdoors. And if you wear a mask, you're keeping the air around your nose warm, and so you're not killing off those cells, and you're actually increasing your body's immune response. But John, I got to move along. But thanks for the call and the information. Alfredo in Mountain View, California. Hey, Alfredo, what's up?
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Good. What's up, Alfredo?
Yeah, regarding this Kristen Sinema situation where she went independent, I wanted to hear your opinion about, first, having someone else run against her as an independent, and second, maybe Bernie Sanders, who is an independent, become a Democrat so he can get that balance of power back to the Democrats. And
well, Bernie's
my answer of the year. Thank you.
Bernie's functionally a Democrat. The Democrats in Vermont typically don't run a candidate against him, or if a candidate does get on the ticket, it's kind of a gesture. It's not a real effort. The same thing with Angus King in Maine. But the big challenge, what's going to be real interesting to see, is whether Ruben Gallego actually can pull off. He's probably the leading candidate for the Senate as a Democrat in 2024, and whether he can beat Kyrsten Sinema. She's going to run as an independent. This is her way of getting out of the primary, so she still has a chance to win this seat. And I think that, you know, and it's going to be interesting to watch her voting patterns over the next 2 years, because I think that she's reaching out for the essentially the John McCain Republicans, because the Republican Party will probably put up a wackadoodle in 2024. So, you know, we'll see. I just don't know how it's going to play out, Alfredo. I'm sorry. James in Philpott, Kentucky. Hey, James, what's up? What's on your mind? James, watching Free Speech TV in Philpott, Kentucky. James, you've got to be listening to your telephone, not your television, because there is a delay here. There's an obscenity delay here in the studio, plus it takes a few seconds for the signal to get to the satellites and bounce back down to your house and all that kind of stuff. I know Joyce usually tells people this when they call in, but I'll put you on hold and we'll let Joyce find out what's going on. Maybe you just forgot to unmute your phone. James is on line 5. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archive.
45 minutes past the hour. It's talk media for the rest of us. Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? I've got two great ideas, certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are. And both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things. First, Cozy Earth Luxury Bedding. I own a set of these sheets, and you can't believe how soft they are. They are not only super soft, but they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. That makes them naturally temperature regulating, so they'll sleep comfortably year-round. Louise and I sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. They'll love those too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool reusable canvas bag. Save 40% now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, holiday offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code Tom at checkout and save 40%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code THOM, CozyEarth.com. Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do.
bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. The holidays are here, and I'm savoring every moment with the help of HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers chef-crafted recipes right to our door, so we can skip the trip to the grocery store and spend more time celebrating the season with those we love. HelloFresh makes it easy to host a holiday meal or simply add some seasonal flavor to your weekend dinner routine with their festive eats recipes and crowd-pleasing quick meals. Whether you're hosting a holiday party or just stocking up on snacks, you'll find it all at the HelloFresh Market. From quick breakfasts to charcuterie boards and desserts, it's never been easier to prep for a party or fill your pantry. Kids love getting in on the cooking action, too, and because of all the quality ingredients arrive pre-portioned, it's easy enough for them to help as well. Plus, with over 35 weekly recipes to choose from, there's always something new to try and love. Louise and I made the hoisin sweet potato and mushroom bowls with ginger rice and chili soy mayo recently. Wow, that was yummy and delicious. Sign up today at HelloFresh.com/Tom18 and use that code Tom18, T-H-O-M-1-8, for 18 free meals plus free shipping. That's code Tom18 for 18 free meals plus free shipping at HelloFresh.com/Tom18. Welcome back. Picking up your calls, Morris in Long Beach, California. Hey, Morris, what's up?
Hey, Tom, I was 69 years old on Thanksgiving Day, okay? But I'm a junkie. I've been a junkie all my life, a political junkie, by the way, and I'm so grateful and thankful for a program like yours. Now, check this out. Ali Valchi doing an interview with Michael Cohen, okay? And you got to hear this interview. The best way to describe a Republican in the vernacular of Michael Cohen is to call them maggots, and that's what they are. Now, you really have to listen to this interview if you want to talk about credibility. Donald Trump is willing to burn down the United States of America. The 40 documents, top secret documents, I was boasting about this on your program weeks ago, Tommy, the 40 documents that Mr. Trump has changes the rules of the game. We can't touch him. We can't assassinate him. We can't jail him. We've got to find out what happened to those 40 documents. Mm-hmm. And understand that Mr. Trump, he's a grifter. He's a grifter. You keep calling him a mob boss. I mean, mob bosses live with principles and rules. This guy's a grifter. He has none. None whatsoever.
That's a good point.
And so, you know, and I want you to answer this question for me real quick. If the Trump Organization, is the Trump Organization, are they going to jail after being convicted? I mean, aren't they people?
No, they're not going to. No, in fact, that was yesterday, and that was Friday's op-ed, right? Was, you know, the we need to start putting corporations in jail, or the equivalent, you know, dissolving them and selling their assets off. But, yeah, and your point is a fascinating one, Morris, you know, kind of asking the question or making the assertion that those missing, as far as we can tell, there's about 40 missing documents right now, top secret documents. Where did they go? I'd been assuming up to this point that they're in Russia or in Saudi Arabia, and this is why Saudi Arabia is giving billions of dollars to people affiliated with Donald Trump. And you know, and why Russia has you know, helped him become president, and all, you know, and the troll farms are still working, you know, to Trump's benefit. But
you stole my thunder. You stole my thunder. The Saudis have everything. Remember the golf tournament where they offered Tiger Woods $700,000 to come to play?
Yep.
He didn't go play, but some of the other guys took the money, right? That was cover.
Yep.
All of that thing was all about cover. They've got everything. And the best way to understand the Republican Party, their messaging. Okay, because they can sound confusing. They're projectionists. They use a playbook, a projectionist playbook. Read a book called 100 Years of Lynching. Don't read the whole book. Just read the, I think he has a preface. And he talks about the word projection. And then once you understand how the word projection is used, right, then you'll understand the Republican Party. Because these guys are not American, Tom. They're the greatest threat to humanity. They're the greatest threat to democracy, the democracy has ever seen, man. And just like Nancy Pelosi said, the enemy is within.
Yeah.
Behave yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Morris. Thank you.
Johan in Los Angeles also. Hey, Johan, what's up?
I remember what went on when the virus was spiking, being March and April 2020.
Mm-hmm.
What I remember was they are, especially Kushner in White House press briefing, he said it's our stockpile.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And making, yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's talking
and
about
making
the
profit.
Masks and PPE.
Yeah. Yes, PPEs. And the other one is in Florida, people in the Fisher's Island, which is more than 90% white people, and then city of Miami, less than 10% when they get their PPEs.
That's right. That's right. The PPE was being distributed in places that the Trump administration viewed as friendly, basically, which is, you know, largely white communities, white conservative Republican communities. Excellent point.
And I don't find any surprises why they do what they do.
Yeah. Okay. Johan, thanks for the call. Mario in Chicago. Hey, Mario, what's on your mind today?
Thank you, Mr. Tom. I just want to put this out there, especially this gentleman that making so light about COVID. I am one of the most healthier 74-year-old men, pretty close to Superman. I have the 5 vaccinations. I have all the flu shots. I never eat junk in my life, and I got COVID.
Yeah, it happens.
I got COVID, hospital, and I was there for 3 days.
Wow.
And they told me the reason that you are in this position is because you took your 5 vaccinations. You took all the flu shots and you followed the rules. And the most important thing, the other people, they are there, they are suffering, and they're probably going to die because they not took the vaccinations. So I don't care how healthy you are, how smart you are, you're going to get it. And after you get it, you're going to give it to someone else if you are not careful. So don't have the misconception like this other gentleman that it's hunky-dory and everything is okay. No, it's not.
Yeah,
we have a problem.
There are still 350 people a day, roughly every day in the United States, dying of COVID. You know, we're still looking at about 300,000 new infections every single day. It's ripping through the country, and it's really going to be picking up speed as we go through the, you know, the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays. And excellent, you know, cautionary tale there, Mario, that even when you're fully vaxxed and back and boosted, particularly if you're over 70. You know, your immune system just starts slowing down. It doesn't work as well. This is why shingles pops up in people over 70. You know, it's the old herpes virus. It's the old chickenpox virus coming back at you, which is a form of herpes. Go ahead.
The ignorance is what's going to kill people.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. I'm glad that you made it through, Mario, and that you got out of the hospital well. You know, you would have been apparently in real trouble had you not been as well vaccinated as you were. Mario, thank you for the call and the testimony. It's great to hear from you. We're hitting the top of the hour. I want to come back on the other side. Musk, Fauci, Kushner, interesting times.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you been naughty or nice this year? You might fool Santa, but you can't fool your internet provider. They've seen all your late-night naughty searches this year. But your business is yours. So this holiday season, gift yourself the gift of privacy with ExpressVPN. Guess what? Private mode doesn't keep your activity private. Your internet provider can see all the websites you've clicked on. They even know how much time you've spent on each of them, and they've likely sold it to advertisers. But with ExpressVPN, all your traffic gets rerouted through an encrypted server, so all your browsing activity stays between you and God. ExpressVPN's app works on all your devices, and best of all, it's super easy to use. Just tap one button to turn it on, and you're instantly protected. So take yourself off the naughty list this year with the number one rated VPN, ExpressVPN. Go to expressvpn.com/Tom and get 3 extra months for free. ExpressVPN.com/THOM for 3 months free on a 1-year package. ExpressVPN.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.